This is Weekly Outlook for February 11th, 2013. On February 8th, the USDA released new projections for marketing year consumption of U.S. corn and soybeans. Prices will now be influenced by how closely the rate of consumption tracks these projections. For corn, the projection of exports was reduced by 50 million bushels to a total of 900 million. Through the first 23 weeks of the year, exports totaled 340 million bushels, so that exports during the remainder of the year need to total about 560 million. That would be an average of 19 million per week, compared to the average so far this year of 15 million. As of the end of January, only 218 million bushels of corn had been sold for export, but not yet shipped. Outstanding sales last year were 350 million bushels. With prospects for a much larger corn harvest in Argentina and another large crop in Brazil this year, there is some chance that exports will fall short of the current USDA projection. The USDA projects that 4.5 billion bushels of corn will be processed into ethanol and byproducts during the current year. That's unchanged from the January projection and 10% less than used last year. During the first 5 months of the year, ethanol production was down 12% compared to the same period last year. Production during the final 7 months of the marketing year needs to be about 8.5% less than during that same period last year in order to reach the USDA's projection of corn use. Favorable blending margins, prospects for a slowdown in imports of Brazilian ethanol, and some improvement in ethanol production margins suggest that the pace of ethanol production will increase enough to at least reach the USDA projection. Feed and residual use of corn is projected at 4.45 billion bushels, unchanged from the January projection and only about 100 million less than used last year. The USDA's estimate of March 1 corn stocks to be released on March 28th will provide an estimate of feed and residual use during the second quarter of the year and provide for a better forecast of use for the year. Given the level of livestock and poultry production and inventories of livestock, feed and residual use of corn should be proceeding at or above the pace projected by the USDA. For soybeans, consumption during the current year is limited by smaller supplies than were available the previous 2 years. The USDA projects a domestic crush at just over 1.6 billion bushels, 10 million above the January projection, but 5% less than crush last year. Crush during the first 4 months of the year was nearly 10% larger than during the same time period last year. The larger crush has been driven by larger exports of meal and oil, resulting from the small South American soybean harvest of a year ago. Prospects for a record South American crop this year is expected to slow the pace of U.S. exports of meal and oil during the last half of the marketing year and provide for relatively large U.S. imports of soybean oil. Imports may even have to be larger or exports smaller or year-ending stocks smaller than currently projected if U.S. biodiesel production expands as expected to meet the advanced biofuels mandate. U.S. soybean exports are projected at 1.345 billion bushels, equal to last month's projection and only 17 million less than exported last year. Exports during the first 23 weeks of the year totaled 1.05 billion bushels, an average of 46 million per week. Shipments during the remainder of the year need to average only 10 million per week to reach the USDA projection. Taken together, the likely pace of corn consumption appears large enough to meet or perhaps slightly exceed the USDA projection. For soybeans, all available supplies will be consumed by year end. USDA projections, however, may understate the demand for soybean oil to meet the likely level of biodiesel production. Old crop corn and soybean demand appears strong enough to provide price support near current levels. The largest risk of lower prices may come from growing confidence in large U.S. crops this year.